Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue in God's Word. We're in Psalm 119, verse 116. We read, "Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope." I so love this psalm so much, and one of the things, the aspects where we've been seeing as we've been studying through the Psalms is all these beautiful prayers. You know, so often as we see the psalmist as he prays, they're just these short, direct prayers unto God. You know, I like this because, you know, isn't that really how a relationship is between a husband and wife or with, you know, parents with their children? I know of my kids when they were young, if they wanted a glass of milk, they would just simply say, "Dad, can I have some milk, please?" They didn't go in some real long speech and dialogue with me about milk. And, you know, rather they were direct and right to the point. And that's because there's a relationship there. Well, the psalmist had a relationship with God where he felt comfortable that he could pour his heart out unto the Lord. And I hope that that's the case with you. It should be, because he is our good shepherd. He is our friend and the one that loves us so much. And so in this case, he's saying, "Lord, uphold me." Otherwise, don't, you know, keep me strong. Take care of me. Don't lose your grip upon me. He says, "According to thy word," he says, "your word has been found faithful. Please do that I may live. And Lord, please don't let me be ashamed, because I've been spending my whole life counting on your word." You know, the beauty is I know that he would not be ashamed. See, you know, the thing is about the God's word, it truly what was undergirding the psalmist's faith and really had stiffened his resolve to keep God's word. He knew the value of the scriptures as that tremendous standard against evil. And he staked everything on it. He staked everything, his whole life and his whole being, on what God's word had to say. He truly lean heavily on it for his counsel. And I think that's so wise that we turn and rely upon God's word. He said if God would fail him, if God would let him down, God's word, he might as well just roll over and die. But the beauty is, God's word never fails. And God is so faithful. He's so committed to us that he will never, ever allow us to fall. Well, I'm reminded of this truth in the New Testament. It's one of the little books towards the end of the New Testament. It's called the Book of Jude. It only has 25 verses in it. It's one chapter. It's written by the half-brother of Jesus, Jude. You know, can you imagine being the half-brother of Jesus? Well, Jude, of course, grew up with him. But then he discovered Jesus as his personal Messiah, and he honored Jesus as being his Lord of his life. And it's so beautiful, these 25 verses, that if you get an opportunity today, you might want to just, you know, read it. It's a quick read, but there's so many great things that he has to say in it. Well, what I like us to do is, I like to bring to your attention verse 24 of Jude. He says, "Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling." Can you imagine that? When you recognize, and you, as all of us should, who's Jude talking about? He's talking about Jesus, part of the triunity of God. Is God able to keep us from falling? Well, I would think so. He created us. He created gravity. He created everything that you can see, everything that you could touch and heal. He's more than able. He says, "Unto him who's able to keep you from falling," he's able to gird us up. Even as our psalmist was looking for the Lord to uphold him, he's able to keep us from falling. I remember as a parent, I have two kids, one boy, one girl, and I remember when my little girl was first learning to walk, and how my wife, I would, you know, get her up and get her started, and my wife would be a little bit of distance from her, and she would take her first step or second step, and as she started stumbling, boy, my wife was right on it. She was ready to catch her, ready to steady her. How much more is our Lord able to steady us, able to keep us going on the right path? Remember earlier last week we read in the psalmist, he says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." It's what leads me. It's what guides me. He's able to keep us from falling. And notice what he also says. This is so beautiful. "And to present you faultless." I can't imagine that in my own life, because I have faults. I make many errors. If you ever want to question that, just ask my kids or my wife. Yeah, Dad does make mistakes. But because of the preciousness of Jesus, and what he accomplished on the cross for your life and for my life, and that whosoever would believe in him, for God so loved the world, he did it for everybody, that he paid the price by his shed blood and by his resurrection, in God's eyes, Jesus is able to present my life. He's able to present your life faultless before God in heaven. Isn't that beautiful to think that he's able to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy? It's almost like he's like a proud papa saying, look at my kids. As he comes in the presence of God, as we enter into the throne room of God, he's able to say, look at my kids. They're faultless because they believed in what I accomplished for them on the cross. And I love this, as he does that with exceedingly joy. The last verse of chapter, there's only one chapter in Jude, verse 25. It says, "To the only wise God and Savior." And I love it because Jesus truly is the only wise God, and he is our Savior. "Be glory and majesty and power both now and forever." I think that's a good way to finish today, that we would give glory to God this day, because we will be doing it forever. Read the book of Revelations, you'll see that. The elders are around the throne of God as they sing their praises unto our King, as they cry out, "Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain." May we always remember that as we close with this beautiful psalm, Psalm 119 today, as he prayed and he asked God, it's just simply to uphold me. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.